I've been a Christian for over 30 years. I now pastor Denver Bible Church for 5 years, and I've been a talk show host for 12 years. And I've been all over this country, and I've seen schools through all that time. And let me tell you about the very best school I have ever seen, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. You know, there are people, I know I used to be one, that will drive from across the Denver metropolitan area to bring their kids to Maranatha. They have over 100 on staff, Christ-centered, top academics, affordable, all for your kids from 2.5 years to 12th grade. Call Maranatha Christian Center at 303-431-5653. That's Maranatha, 431-5653. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, I want to welcome back Brian Rohrbaugh. Brian, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you have brought an audio recording. Could you tell me what it's about?
Yes. Last year, I attended a pro-life rally at Columbine High School. And what we're going to listen to today is a lady kind of acting on behalf of the school who sought me out in the crowd.
Okay.
And the conversation we had regarding abortion.
Okay, so this is an event outside the high school. Let's play through the whole thing uninterrupted, and then we'll go back and stop the tape and talk about it.
Okay.
All right, let's hit it.
Brian, do you give my permission?
Brian.
No.
Hello. I'm Donna Sanford. I'm Randy's friend.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you finally.
Did you ask them to put that sign up about Harrison Klebold?
I encouraged them.
Did you really?
Yeah. I sure did.
Wow. So you really think it's okay to hurt other people to get your point across?
Well,
Brian, have you been
any of your kids' diet Klebold and Harrison's hands?
If you really think it's okay to
yes, I think Harrison Klebold believed they had the right to murder innocent children. And I think abortion like that is far more violent than what happened to any one of the children in here.
So you're using your son's death, who I adored,
to say stop killing kids? You're damn right I am.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay.
Yeah, you bet I am.
Okay.
See, I believe that all children deserve to be protected, not just my son, not protected.
Yes.
And I work very hard at trying to get people to understand murdering children is not okay. And it doesn't matter if they're 6 months old or 9 months old or 15 years old or 18 years old.
And you're right.
It's all the same thing.
Okay.
And it troubles people to think that when they have an abortion, that they're like Klebold and Harris.
Well,
troubles them.
They're not like Klebold and Harris because this isn't, you know.
That's not what happened?
What I'm saying is that what you're doing is not getting your point across. You're just inflaming and hurting people and trying to do that. And how much do you guys give to child abuse organizations so unwanted children don't have beat out of them?
You know, that's been the old con. Lisa and I will take any baby you've got.
I understand.
No. You just made an argument. Now admit that argument was fraudulent and a lie.
No, it's not, Brian.
Because we do support people all over,
Brian,
who accept babies who aren't wanted.
I'm not talking to you, Lisa. I'm talking about your organization.
No, you said how much do you?
Yeah.
Well, I meant your.
I'm not angry. I'm just debating you. Back off.
No, he answered the question, and you changed your question because it didn't fit the answer that he gave because you didn't like it, because he could answer your question logically.
Yeah, and when you say, who will accept the baby that might be murdered, we will.
Okay.
And we're right here to do
it. So you're absolutely right. I did use the wrong word.
You did?
And I do apologize. Forgive me, Mayor Copa, Maximo Copa. And, you know, I think we should bring Danny's picture out here and just plaster all over
the place. It's already been all over the place.
You know,
well, that's okay. We could do that. I could bring you the pictures of. I could bring you the pictures of every kid in the library.
Had to jump. I'm sure you can. It was a horrible
thing.
None of them
looked this bad.
I understand what you went through as much as I can because he wasn't my son. But I just think that this is wrong, and I just wanted to make sure they said it was you. And
it is
everything I had heard about you from
Yeah, I believe that children should be protected. That's why I'm here. Okay. Everything you've heard about me is true.
Okay.
I believe in truth, and I believe children should be protected.
At any cost. The means justify the ends.
What's the cost?
What is the cost? You mean killing babies and being silent is better? Is that your morals?
No, that's not my morals.
Then what are your morals?
That is not my morals.
But what are they? You question me. Answer me with what your morals are.
I believe in choice. I believe in life, and I believe in choice.
Okay, but choice is death.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you believe death is good. So you can't condemn Klebold and Harris.
I didn't say I condemned them. I didn't say I didn't.
Right, no, but you did. You said you don't because you believe death in death. You believe that's a good thing.
It was their choice to kill Dan, so I guess.
Right, so they had the right to do it.
As okay as this is.
No, he asked me, I thought, to come back to you if I believe in death, and I do.
Yeah, you believe in choice.
You believe in choice, which sometimes lead to death.
That's right.
That's what Harris and Klebold believe in.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right.
Oh, because we believe the same thing, we're one and the same?
That's right. You believe you have the right to make the choice to kill an innocent person.
No, I didn't say that. You asked if I believe in death, and you asked if I believe in choice.
In choice, yeah.
That's right. I didn't say I believe in the right to kill an innocent person. You just put words in my mouth.
No, I didn't.
What do you
Is
believe
that an
in
innocent
the choice
person?
To pick your favorite of ice cream? Was that what you're saying? Or did you believe in the choice to kill a baby?
Did you? I don't believe in a choice to kill a baby, but I believe in a choice to terminate a fetus, yes.
And you don't think that's a baby?
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
What age do you think it becomes a baby?
When it can breathe and be sustained on its own.
Well, no. If you take a one-year-old, it can't sustain itself. It dies.
When it can breathe and sustain its body on its own.
But it can't do that. It dies.
Oh.
It only takes 3 days. It's dead.
Oh.
It can't sustain itself.
Oh.
You couldn't sustain
then
yourself
what?
Until
then
you were how old?
And then maybe what they should do is take all the 8-week fetuses out and just give them to everybody, and you guys can raise them. Why don't you do that? Why don't you support that?
So you are incredibly irrational. You believe
it's
okay to kill babies.
Thank you for the name-calling. I appreciate that.
No, you're irrational. That's not a name-calling.
Yes,
you believe killing a baby is justified because a baby would die if you took it out of a mother's womb?
I don't believe in killing the baby. It's not a baby.
Well,
it's not a baby.
When you stand before God?
Oh, here we go.
No, when you stand before God?
When all else fails, let's bring in God. That's a bit.
It's just a reality.
No, we like to bring him in first. You may wait till all else fails.
We know why you're not getting kids, I guess, huh?
Guys, you're invited to our house for hot chocolate and a warm-up.
Okay, let's stop the tape right there. Brian Rohrbaugh, that's rather dramatic audio.
Well, it's surprising if you stop and listen to it and the words that she used, the things that she said, it's somewhat amazing, yet it's very common. It represents the standard argument about abortion.
So could we do this? Let's play through it again and we'll stop the tape and make brief comments and we'll listen to these arguments. It begins with her recognizing you and calling out Brian.
Right.
Then she says, I'm from Columbine, whatever, I know somebody. And so let's start it. And whenever you'd like to stop it or I'd like to stop it, we will and make a comment and continue.
Okay.
Brian,
do you give
Brian,
my permission?
Brian.
No.
I'm Donna Sanford. I'm Randy's friend.
Hi.
Nice to meet you finally.
Did you ask them to put that sign up about Harrison Klebold?
I encouraged them.
Did you really?
Okay, just so the audience knows, what that sign said was that Klebold and Harris believed they had the right to murder innocent children also.
Mm. And so abortionists, people who are pro-choice, say they have the right to kill kill innocent children. And Harris and Klebold believe they had the same right.
That's right.
Okay. So she wanted to know, did you tell them to put that sign up? And you said yes.
I encouraged them.
I encouraged it.
Donna Sanford, I'm Randy's friend.
Hi.
Nice to meet you finally.
Did you ask them to put that sign up about Harris and Klebold?
I encouraged them.
Did you really?
Yeah, I sure did.
Wow. So you really think it's okay to hurt other people to get your point across?
Well,
Brian,
any of your kids die at Klebold and Harrison's hands?
If you really think it's okay to
yes, I think Harris and Klebold believe they had the right to murder innocent children. And I think abortion like that is far more violent than what happened to any one of the...
Okay, Brian, when you said, did any of your kids die? Now there's probably some people in the audience who don't know that Danny was killed by Harrison Klebold.
That's right.
Well, by Dylan Klebold, right? Is that right?
It was actually by Harris, although the Sheriff's Department reported it was Klebold.
Oh, that's where I got it wrong then.
But yes, he died there at Columbine.
So your son, Danny, and we're so sorry. It's been some time, but it's a public death. It's not a private death, and that keeps the wound open and the memories, and I'm sure it's difficult still.
Well, and in many ways, my son's picture of lying dead on the sidewalk outside Columbine High School is synonymous with Columbine. People remember that. They remember the kids running by him. They remember the photo that was printed in virtually every paper around the world.
And so your argument is if we have a culture of death, if we teach kids it's okay to kill, then we're going to have children behave like animals and kill innocent children.
Right. That's the main thought in this, and that's why the comparison to Klebold and Harris.
Okay. All right.
Using your son's death, who I adored.
To say stop killing kids, you're damn right I am.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay.
Yeah. You bet I am. See, I believe that all children deserve to be protected, not just my son, who was not protected.
Yes.
And I work very hard at trying to get people to understand murdering children is not okay. And it doesn't matter if they're 6 months old or 9 months old or 15 years old or 18 years old.
And you're right.
It's all the same thing.
Okay.
And it troubles people to think that when they have an abortion, that they're like Klebold and Harris.
Well, they're
it troubles them.
They're not like Klebold and Harris because this isn't.
That's not what happens.
What I'm saying is that what you're doing is not getting your point across. You're just inflaming and hurting people.
Stop the tape. Brian, when you said that's not what happens, were you pointing to something?
I was pointing to a sign that showed an aborted baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I make the comparison that what happened in that school wasn't nearly as violent, that is not an exaggeration. That is absolutely true.
Now, most people have not seen the pictures of the children, the students who were killed.
That's correct.
In the library.
Yes.
You've seen those?
I've seen them.
And so when you look at a picture of a baby who's been killed by an abortionist, you're making a comparison of how violent the death is?
That's exactly right. And it's much, much worse. And your audience may remember that President Clinton came to town a month after my son died. I told him the same thing.
I recall we reported it that you and your wife Lisa, who comes on the recording later, said that to Bill Clinton, when you vetoed the partial birth abortion ban, you became responsible for murders that were more violent than what happened to our children.
Yes.
That was powerful. Thank you for telling that to Bill Clinton. Let's continue.
I'm trying to do that. And how much do you guys support give to child abuse organizations so unwanted children don't have beat out of them?
You know, that's been the old con. Lisa and I will take any baby you've got.
I understand.
No. You just made an argument. Now admit that argument was fraudulent and a lie.
No, it's
Can
not.
We stop the tape there? Brian, so many people in the audience will know this, that you and Lisa have gone to the Ukraine and adopted two beautiful little children.
Yes.
And
yes, we have.
How long have you had them now?
It's been a little over a year, and they've been one of God's greatest blessings, as all children are, and we're privileged to have them.
And they're as cute as could be. And we could say their names, right?
Yeah.
Isaac and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And they're with my wife Cheryl right now.
Right.
Who is has her socks just blessed her socks off because she gets to be with these kids. So thank you for that special treat.
Brian?
We do support people all over,
Brian?
Who accept
I'm
babies who aren't
wanted. I'm not
talking
to you, Lisa. I'm talking about your organization.
No, you said how much do you?
Yeah.
Well, I meant your – I'm not angry. I'm just debating you. Back off.
Now, does anyone believe her that she's not angry when she says she's just debating it? Mm. She's very upset because my wife is there, and my wife is pointing out, we are consistent in what we're saying. We're not perfect, but we really care about these children, and that's made her very angry. And so she wants to you know, try to attack my wife and get her to shut up, which for anyone who knows Lisa, that is not going to have any effect.
Yeah. Some people discuss abortion somewhat, you know, not emotionally wrapped up in it. And other people get emotionally wrapped up. And this woman, for some reason, seems to be very tied to the issue. Let's continue.
No, he answered the question and you changed your question
right.
because it didn't fit the answer that he gave because you didn't like it because he could answer your question logically.
Yeah. And when you say, okay. who will accept the baby that might be murdered?
I mean,
we will.
Okay.
And we're right here to do
so
it.
So you're absolutely right. I did use the wrong word.
You
and
did?
I do apologize. Forgive me, Mayor Copa, Mayor
sure.
Copa, Mayor Maximo Copa. And, you know, I think we should bring Danny's picture out here and just plaster all over
it's
the place.
It's already been all over the
you
place.
Know? You know?
Well, that's an interesting comment that we should bring Danny's picture out. And my wife points out it's already been all over,
mm-hmm.
which it has. And, of course, we could bring Danny's picture out, and we hadn't thought of that. But we could do that, and we could point out the comparison that here's a young man who was shot dead on the sidewalk at Columbine High School where he was supposed to be at the right place at the right time, and he died there. But compare that to a mother's womb, which should be the safest place any of us ever experience in our lives.
Mm.
And you can certainly make the comparison, but I don't think it helps her argument.
No, And to be so mocking, I mean, obviously there's a strong disagreement, but here are people who are out because they're standing against the killing of innocent children, and you guys know firsthand the nightmare of that, the suffering, and she's so ready. Within 2 minutes, she's into mocking and ridicule and mea culpa, plaster Danny's picture,
mm-hmm.
as though she really cares. She started out saying, "I adore Danny."
Well, right. She makes that. I have no idea whether she ever knew Danny or not. But obviously, she didn't adore him that much if she wanted his picture out there. But like I say, I think the argument's valid. If it would help for her to get the comparison right to see his picture, that'd
right.
be okay.
Right. All right. Let's continue.
It's okay.
But
we could do that. I could bring you the pictures of
word, and so
I could bring you the pictures of every kid
and
in the library.
Had to jump. I'm sure you can. It was a horrible
none of them.
Thing.
None of
you
them looked this bad.
I understand what you went through as much as I can because
uh-huh.
he wasn't my son.
Uh-huh.
But I just think that this is wrong, and I just wanted to see, make sure they said it was you. And
oh, it
from
is
everything
me.
I had heard about you from.
Yeah, I believe
I
that
thought,
children
whoa.
Should be protected. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
Okay.
I believe in truth, and I believe children should be protected.
At any cost. The means justify the ends.
What's the cost?
What is the cost? You mean killing babies and being silent is better? Is that your morals?
No, that's not my morals.
Then what are your morals?
That is not my morals.
But what are they?
You
question me. Answer me with what your morals are.
I believe in choice. I believe in life, and I believe in choice.
Okay,
then
but choice is
murder.
Stop the tape. I believe in choice. So I believe in life, and I believe in choice. Later, she goes on to say,
right.
I believe in death.
Yeah, she admits that she believes in death, and she doesn't want to tell us about her morals.
And I believe in – so I believe in choice. So when there are these pictures of children – I mean, and some of the pictures are late-term babies – who have been killed, and some of these babies could live outside the womb.
No question about it.
I mean, that was her fundamental biological argument, but they could live outside of the womb, and like you pointed out, even a one-year-old can't live unless other people care for it and provide for it.
Right.
So she believes in choice, so she believes in the right to kill unborn children, and that's sufficient to get her to mock you guys in this situation. Let's continue.
You question me. Answer me with what your morals are.
I believe in choice. I believe in life, and I believe in choice.
Okay, but choice is
murder.
Death.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you believe death is good. So you can't condemn Klebold and Harris.
I didn't say I condemned them. I did say I didn't.
Right. No, but you did. You said you don't.
That's amazing to me right there. I didn't say that I condemn them. These liberals, many who are pro-choice, they will not condemn murderers.
Well, that's right. And some people may remember I was in a roundtable discussion on CNN shortly after this crime. And I challenged the superintendent of Jefferson County Schools as to whether she could condemn Klebold and Harris because the teaching of the school is you have the right to make up your own mind what is right and wrong.
Right.
And because of that, I was challenging her to condemn them, and she couldn't do it, just like this lady.
And, you know, they very quickly will condemn, say, the Republicans, George Bush, pro-lifers.
Right.
But they won't condemn murderers, and maybe it's because birds of a feather. You know, it just gets too close to home when you say, I'm pro-choice. And I also condemn murderers. There's not enough comfort level there.
It must be.
Believe death in death. You believe
it
that's a good thing.
It was their choice to kill Dan, so I guess.
Right. So they have the right to
you,
do
that's
it.
As okay as this is.
No, he asked me. I thought to come back to you if I believe in death, and I do.
Yeah,
you said
believe
you
in choice.
Believe in choice, which sometimes leads to death.
That's right.
That's what Harrison Kleebold believed in.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right.
Oh, because we believe the same thing, we're one and the same?
That's right.
Now, that's an interesting statement. Because we believe the same thing, we're one and the same. Mm. Those of us who are Christians certainly believe that's true, that we're one and the same
right.
with our brothers and sisters who believe what we do.
Right.
Seems like a reasonable assumption.
Yeah. Yeah. If you believe it's okay to kill innocent human life, then that puts you in a certain camp.
Believe you have the right to make the choice to kill an innocent person.
No, I didn't say that. You asked if I believe in death, and you asked if I believe in choice.
In choice, yeah.
That's right. I didn't say I believe in the right to kill an innocent person. You just put words in my mouth.
No, I didn't.
What do you
is that
believe
an
in
innocent
the choice
person?
To pick your favorite of ice cream? Was that what you're saying? Or did you believe in the choice to kill a baby?
Did you? I don't believe in a choice to kill a baby, but I believe in a choice to terminate a fetus, yes.
And you don't think that's
a baby? No, I
don't. Really?
Yeah.
What age do you think it becomes a baby?
Can I ask you, Brian, when you said you don't believe that's a baby, you're pointing at a picture. Was it a fully formed?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Baby? Did it have arms and legs?
Oh, yes. This was obviously recognizable as a baby.
Fingers and toes,
yes.
Eyes.
And the tragedy is the baby wasn't alive, and it should have been.
Hmm.
Baby?
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
What age do you think it becomes a baby?
When it can breathe and be sustained on its own.
Well, no. If you take a one-year-old, it can't sustain itself. It dies.
When it can breathe and sustain its body on its own.
But it can't do that. It dies.
Oh.
It only takes 3 days. It's dead.
Oh.
It can't sustain itself.
Oh.
You couldn't sustain
then
yourself
what?
Until
then
you were how old?
And then maybe what they should do is take all the 8-week fetuses out and just give them to everybody and you guys can raise them. Why don't you do that? Why don't you support that?
So you are incredibly irrational. You believe
Thank
it's
you.
Okay
Thank
to kill
you for the
babies.
Name calling. I appreciate that.
No, you're irrational. That's not a name calling.
Yes,
you
yes.
believe killing a baby is justified because the baby would die if you took it out of a mother's womb?
I don't
womb?
Believe in killing the baby. It's not a baby.
Well,
it's not a baby.
It's not a baby, but they can suck their thumbs, play with their toes. If they're twins, they grab each other. They sleep. Their eyes go into REM. They dream.
Right. And at the end of this conversation, there's a kind of a quiet comment from Joe Scott saying, it's not a baby, it's a giraffe, which, of course, is really important to this because only a fool thinks this isn't a baby.
Right.
It's never a giraffe.
Yeah. This woman, if she's ever had kids and someone says, how's the baby, does she say, it's not a baby, it's a tumor? I'm only 6 months. It's a tumor. Why would you ask, how's the baby? I'm insulted.
And this argument is used a lot. And the word fetus, as if it has some different meaning.
Yeah.
It's a medical term.
It's Latin
what do they
for
think
little
it,
one.
Yeah. What do they think it refers to?
Right. It's the baby. And many of these kids who are aborted, thousands, have been aborted old enough so that if they were delivered instead, they could have lived.
Yes.
And so what does that say of these feminists and pro-aborts and liberals, when you take this baby who, if you delivered it, obviously it feels pain if it gets cut or if it gets hungry. It is capable of loving its parents. It is hurt, and they will kill it.
And I will tell you what that makes them. That makes them guilty.
Mm. No, that's not a name calling. You believe killing a baby is justified because the baby would die if you took it out of a mother's womb?
I don't believe in killing the baby. It's not a baby.
Well, when you stand before God.
Oh, here we go.
No, when you stand before God.
When all else fails, let's bring in God. That's a bit.
It's just
no,
a reality.
No, we like to bring him in first. You need to wait till all else fails.
My wife makes a very important point here, that we like to bring in God first, not last. It's only for you when all else fails that you'll be facing God or turning to God. And I think that's a powerful statement.
What a great point. And when you go to these pro-life protests, sometimes you got to be on your toes because the conversation is fascinating. And people do sometimes go home and think about what they've heard. And some people repent.
That's
and
right.
We need to pray for this woman that she'll repent.
We know why you're not getting kids, I guess, huh?
It's not a baby, it's a giraffe. You're invited to.
And that's it, Joe Scott.
Right.
Pointing out the obvious.
And there was one other comment from this lady. As she walked away, she said, "We know why you're not getting kids."
Oh.
Now, that's a pretty interesting statement. She knows we obviously love kids.
You lost your only son.
Right. And she knows this, and she knows we're interested in kids, but she makes that very interesting comment as if to say by standing up trying to tell the truth about these precious innocent children who are being killed and to say there is an answer. There are people who want these kids, but by doing that, we're being punished. And that's why we don't have kids.
She said, "We know why you're not having kids or getting kids."
Yeah, and basically
that's wife. That's cruel.
My wife later in this recording, goes on to talk about, now we know why Dan died. It's because after his death, we would be standing here debating the issue. And because of that, that must be the reason he died.
I mean, I've done counseling with families who've been trying to have kids. You guys now have two beautiful children, but there's a lot of pain and suffering and agony when you can't have children. And for her to take that, the mocking, Danny's picture, and to leave with a parting shot like that, that's the kind of cruelty that I see often with the beautiful people, the pro-choice.
The liberals are the party of hate. You know, they hate every decent thing, it seems, and they are by far the most hateful and intolerant of all people.
Yeah. Brian Rohrbaugh, we are out of time, but what an honor to have you in the studio, and I hope you'll come back again.
Thank you.
Okay, anytime you have something to say, Brian, please come on. Denver Bible Church this Sunday morning, Sunday school's at 9:30, church is at 11, and Sunday night Bible study in the book of Acts. It's at 6 in the evening, and why does Luke tell the story? It starts out all about Peter, and then in the middle of the book of Acts, there's a transition, and then it's all Paul, wall to wall. Why is that? If you're not sure, come on out and find out. We have a lot of fun studying together, and if you can't make it, you could study the Bible with us on audio tapes and MP3 CDs. You can call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 836-9278, or go online to kgov.com. You could look at our materials or ask for a catalog. And I want to tell you about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school that is. Maranatha has 20 beautiful acres, Christ-centered curriculum, and over 100 staff members. Their phone number is 303-431-5653. Our son Zachary goes there. We've advertised for them on and off for about 14 years now. So Maranatha, check it out. What a neat school. And again, Denver Bible Church. And then online, if you missed the show or call somebody, tell them kgov.com.
Answer me with what your morals are.
I believe in choice. I believe in life, and I believe in choice.
Okay, but choice is death.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you believe death is good. So you.